An unbelievable diving score sets all kinds of records, and some fantastic finishes on the ice. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports.
They'll walk into the far side circle, send it around the boards near corner. Heydu picks it up. Heydu fires through traffic. Rebound. Miklos, it's there. They score! They score! Heartland scores! They win the championship! On the rebound, Miklos couldn't control it, and Heartland bangs it home. The Eagles fly high. 3 minutes and 22 seconds into the overtime period. They bang home a rebound that Miklos couldn't control, and Heartland is number one.
That was John Krieger of the MHSAA Championship Network on the call, as an overtime goal from Ian Castimo propelled Heartland to the Division II hockey title. The Eagles beat Trenton 3-2 in OT after beating Marquette in overtime in the semifinals. The title is Heartland's third in the last 5 years. In Division III, Midland Dow won its first MHSAA hockey championship by knocking off Orchard Lake St. Mary's 2-0 in the finals. Colin Lemansky was the star for Dow, stopping all 32 of the shots he faced. Dow beat Calumet 4-3 in the semifinals to advance to the championship game at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. And in Division I, Detroit Catholic Central wins its third straight title by beating Brighton 5-1. CC and Brighton have combined to win the last 10 Division I titles, and this is the fifth time during that stretch they have met in the championship game, with CC now owning a 3-2 advantage. For more on a great weekend of hockey in Plymouth, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Morgan Ruffing of the Livonia Red Co-op gymnastics team. She finished first all around in the Division I individual finals with a total score of 37.525. Morgan finished in the top five in all four events. Anna Tracy of Rockford, she finished first all around in the Division II individual gymnastics finals. She was first on the beam and second on bars and notched a total score of 36.325. And to the Rockford gymnastics team, the Rams won the team championship at the 2022 gymnastics finals. Grand Ledge finished second.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semi and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a two-point or three-point field goal attempt. MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to MHSAA.com now to register. In the pool, the Division I Lower Peninsula Swim and Dive Championship was won by Ann Arbor Pioneer. In Division II, the title goes to Ann Arbor Skyline, and in Division III, to East Grand Rapids. But the story of the day was diver Charlie Bayer. His score of 590.85 broke every record imaginable. He set a new all-class, all-division finals record, a new Calvin University pool record, and the previous mark was held by former Olympic silver medalist and University of Michigan All-American Bruce Kimball back in 1981. Bayer will dive for the University of South Carolina next season. For more, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.